I don't know the exact translation of Bonnie Lay. I do know that it is about and used for naming ceremonies and stuff. It also has history in Gambia specifically because you guys got time for a little story?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because then you might remember a little bit. Mary's like, anything, 2 weeks. Come on, give it to me. So I don't want to get too graphic on this. I'll try to keep it kind of, library. I will say that in gaining... Gambia was colonized by the British in the mid part of the century, last century. So in gaining their independence, there were some things that had to happen. But prior to that, in the colonization, there were some rather pivotal battles that happened on the grounds of Gambia, or what is now known as Gambia. And Gambia is, its capital is on this little kind of peninsula, and it is in the mouth of the Gambian River. And when you can imagine the British Navy and all their might coming up this river and seeing what an amazing trade, capital this would be, Banjul, the capital of Gambia, they immediately latched onto it and kind of like called it their own and kind of told people to do whatever. There was at one point where, I don't want to get too into the history here, but basically how it went down was that the Gambians are just an assortment of tribes. Mandinka, Wolof, Jola, Susu are four of the main ones. And they, at one point, band together and knew that they could not beat the British. There's no way. There's guns involved and everything. Very scary for them. So what they did was they noticed that the British had been coming in waves, and one of the waves they had taken out some things upriver, and they knew that they would be coming back. And so all of these tribes band together, and they covered themselves with the remains of goats and cattle and the guts, basically, of all these animals, and they lay motionless on the ground. And when the British came by, they saw all this massacre of people just laying on the ground. And it was quite a sight. You can imagine them seeing, and they said, well, we better go take a look and see, this doesn't seem like at the hands of our, because it just seemed really yucky. So they came around, and I think there was enough of the people there because they really wanted to, figure out what's going on here because they're just really puzzled at this point. And at that point, and this is the story from an elder from a Mandinka tribe that I was staying with, and he told me this story, and the truth of this story, it's just so neat. So at any rate, the British came ashore, and they were, again, completely grossed out by this kind of sight of all these people. And a signal of a drum, all these people jumped up, just being motionless, and you can imagine the surprise of the British and the people that come ashore. They were absolutely freaked out of their skulls. I mean, they thought that they'd come back from the dead, and it's like, oh my gosh, what are we doing on these lands? These are very, troubled. I mean, they just were just completely spooked. So the story has it is that they hopped in their ships, and they took off, absolutely took off, and that was part of the reason of the Gambians kind of gaining their independence or starting to gain their independence, because at that moment there was a shift, and the British, whether it was black magic or whatever they called it, they thought at one point that this was not a good place for them to go back, and this was not a healthy region of Africa to be in anymore. So it was kind of this song, Bonnie Lay, was written about or in memory of some of these soldiers that were part of organizing this, this revolt. So it's kind of a neat story, kind of a little graphic, but at the same time, it's war. I mean, it's like, struggle, strife. So, I just thought that was kind of interesting, a little backstory to Bonnie Lay. And since then, I mean, the name and this song has, encompassed beauty and celebration and lots of things. So much like many of our kind of old war songs, kind of don't encompass what they used to mean, but more so the celebration or the happiness of what, you know, what things are currently. So, not that everything's always happy and hunky-dory all the time, but, you know, we're going to pretend it is today.